2020 Iditarod champion Thomas Warner and his team of sled dogs made it home to Norway this week, nearly 3 months after winning the last great race. Warner had stayed with friends in Fairbanks because coronavirus international travel restrictions related to flying with dogs, but he arrived in Norway Tuesday aboard a cargo plane. Warner tells Alaska Public Media it's good to be home.
It's always good to get home to family and starting normal, kind of normal life again.
Warner, along with fellow Norwegian Iditarod musher Tom Frode Johansen and all of their dogs, flew to Norway on a 68-year-old DC-6 cargo plane owned by Everts Air in Fairbanks. According to Everts Assistant General Manager Susan Hoshaw, the plane was the first aircraft of a now-defunct Norwegian carrier, and a museum in Norway bought it for display.
So the trip ended up getting the plane back to its original home, kind of coming full circle. We didn't need to cut it up or anything like that, and there would be lots of people that would be able to enjoy the aircraft in the museum. And at the same time, it was an opportunity to get Thomas and his team back to Norway.
Hoshaw says the plane, which at over 50,000 hours has reached the end of its commercial life, was spared from being scrapped and instead repainted and logoed to look like it did when it was flown by Norway's Brothens Safe airline 50 years ago. Hoshaw says the makeover included special nose art depicting a dog team running across a Norwegian flag.
We had one of our employees, retired captain, artist, pilot, a little bit of everything, and he's done a lot of the nose art on our aircraft, and he drew that with the, you know, COVID masks on the dogs and everything. It turned out great.
Everts owner Rob Everts piloted the DC-6 on what was its last flight, a trip that had a rough start out of Fairbanks, according to Warner.
We had a little problem with one of the engines, so we had to turn around after 40 minutes and go back. I'm pretty good at putting negative sides on the, you know, away, but I thought, oops, I don't think this is something big.
Warner says Everts mechanics in Fairbanks quickly fixed the engine, and they were on their way for what would be 20 hours of total flying time to get to Norway. Hoshaw says the flight crew and mushers were tested for COVID-19 before departing and made one stop along the way in the COVID-19 free community of Yellowknife Northwest Territories.
The plane stopped there for fuel. The dogs got out, a little bit of a break, and then from there, they went across over to Greenland, over the ice cap, over Iceland, and then over to Norway. Very long flight. That was about 15 hours.
The two mushers, their dogs, and the Everts crew were greeted by Air Museum officials and Norwegian media upon landing, but the long trip wasn't over for Warner, who had to drive home. He says he hit a deer along the way and had to salvage the meat.
So it was a long drive, but things happen, so you have to deal with it.
Warner says he finally arrived home to his wife and kids about 6 a.m. Wednesday. He says depending on the pandemic situation, he hopes to return to Alaska in 2021 to race in both the Yukon Quest and Iditarod. I'm Dan Bross.